Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I am super excited about our guest today. Once again, I get to meet internet friends in person. Welcome. I have Anubis with us, also known as Michael.
Yes. Yeah. I'm Michael Salaboni, Anubis on social media. I'm ridiculously psyched to be here. So thank you for asking
me. Yay. Thank you so much for being here. I keep catching people while they're in LA, and I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. I'm glad I am here. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you again for making the time. I know you're here for a super secret project.
Yes.
And we're really excited. Maybe I think by the time this comes out, you might be able to talk about
it. Yeah, I would love to. I definitely can't today.
Right.
Yeah, as soon as it's out, I won't stop talking about it.
Yeah.
And you will surely be hearing about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So the hype is coming.
Yeah.
We're building hype right now.
Yeah.
Well, I am super excited that you're here. I have followed you for a little while because you do really cool fashion content.
Thank you.
But you also do a ton of other things. We were talking a little bit before we started.
Yeah.
about voice acting, acting, producing, cosplaying, content creating, League of Legends playing.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Lots of stuff. So I want to know, you grew up in Chicago.
Yeah.
How you got started in like the video game world, because I feel like that's what came first, right?
Yeah, definitely. So I grew up in New Lenox, Illinois. It's like, it was voted the most boring town in Illinois when I lived there.
Uh-huh.
There like isn't much to do. Like when I lived there and we got a Walmart, I was at the opening. Like I was like beyond psyched.
The opening of the Walmart.
Like to have like a store. Like, uh-huh, oh my gosh, uh-huh, like we are on the map, like that, mm-hmm, kind of thing. I mainly played, like, I was a professional Call of Duty player as a kid. Like, I grew up playing, like, Call of Duty 4 and Modern Warfare 2. Mm-hmm. And I would, like, sell my clips that I got, like, trickshotting to, like, the clans. And, like, I ran, like, a Minecraft server. My
nice.
First passive income,
uh-huh,
right, was, like, owning and operating a server. And it was really cool.
How old were you when you did that?
Fifth grade. Goodness gracious.
Amazing.
You're, like, probably, like,
been grinding from the 10. Beginning, guys.
Yeah. I just always, like, have used like the internet to like monetize.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like working and doing things that I don't enjoy. And like my entire life have always like done that, whether it's like selling graphics online,
mm-hmm,
or like selling VFX or intros or gaming clips or having a Minecraft server. Like,
right,
I'm always definitely on the grind.
Yeah. I relate to that a lot. I think if anyone from my Twitch stream is watching, they will be like, wow, that sounds familiar.
Oh yeah, really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm the same way. So you played you did professional Call of Duty, you did Minecraft servers, and is that, like, what was the first time you played a video game? Like, what was your first game that you played?
Oh, man. My first video game ever. That's a good question. Honestly, I think it was at my Nana and Papa's house. Not like, I think I mentioned before, my family is very Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, Grandpa and Grandma on my Italian side are Nana and Papa.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an N64. And I used to play just, like, regular Super Smash Bros.
Mm-hmm.
on theirs and just loved it. Like, I would literally just remember, like, sprinting up to, like, the top floor of their house and just being super psyched to play that.
Yeah.
And then my parents just... Honestly, I'm super lucky. My parents like gave me a ton of consoles as long as I had good grades.
Mm-hmm.
And school was really easy for me, and it was as a kid. So like I always had something to play.
Mm-hmm.
And like was like, oh hey, I want this game. And there was always like a goal. It wasn't like they just gave it, right? Like it,
mm-hmm,
was like, okay, you need straight A's. Okay, you want that too? You need to be in a sport. And I was like, oh, I want that too. They're like, okay, now you need to be in two sports.
Mm-hmm.
And like you need to be like this landmark in that sport too to get to this thing. And if you don't, like we're taking it away, kind of,
mm-hmm,
thing. So,
mm-hmm,
like,
yeah,
promoted working hard and like
a win-win.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so it was good. Yeah.
That's sounds very similar to me. I feel like we have a lot of similarities in how we grew up. We were talking about. So, how did that transition to League of Legends?
Oh man,
I'm gonna jump right into it.
Yeah. So I it's kind of like a direct connection. So I was,
mm-hmm,
specifically like Xbox and,
mm-hmm,
like PlayStation and like consoles and like had a GameCube and handhelds and like I had everything. Honestly, just like loved games in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a friend group that like always played League of Legends, and they,
mm-hmm,
were like, Michael, you got to play this, you got to play that. And I liked graphic design, and,
mm-hmm,
they were always wanting me to make desktop wallpapers. And I love art in general.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would just have me like 3D model their username and put it like an environment inside whatever splash art it was for their
game.
And I remember my friend wanted like I thought Olaf, one of the League. You said you play League, so yeah, one of the League characters.
Lots of League.
Like his OG splash art. I was like, whoa, he looks kind of cool. Like, I wonder what else is in this game. And like, they would beg me at school and like in Discord and like everywhere, like, Michael, get off of Call of Duty, play League of Legends. And I was like, okay, fine. So I finally installed it. And I remember, like, I played the tutorial as Ashe, and I was like, okay, this is cool. Like, I understand the concept. And then I played Brand, and I was like, whoa, Brand is really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, specifically, like, interacting with his passive and his, like, other abilities. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought it was crazy that you could W a minion wave and then E and have it spread to everyone. I was like, oh my gosh, you can't combo in Call of Duty. Like, this is really cool.
Yeah, like, that is, like, okay, how far can we go now? Yeah, what else can we do? How can we make him do more to him?
Insane. Like, the gameplay loop was in love with it. Loved the art style, loved the old Summoner's Rift, and everything about it. And I love stories. Like, I always have. Like, growing up, I would like read like crazy. Like, I would get in trouble in school because I would just read during class. Like, school was super easy. Like, I just thought it was. And like, would always read. And when I found out that League of Legends had lore, like, that's all I did, is just like, literally I'd go home and just read the lore. And then when my friends were online, I would just like start playing. And then like, every single time I found out, like, oh my gosh, there's like a specific character interaction for like Lux and Ezreal, I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. They're like completely connected. And like, just went down the rabbit hole completely.
Right.
And then like, I found out there was ranked, and I'm competitive in every single thing that I do.
Right.
And yeah, just, we'll talk forever about it. But yeah, it just, I love League of Legends, like, in every single capacity that there is.
Yeah. When did you start playing? Was it around beta, or had it come out for
a
while?
No, it wasn't. I was like refusing. I should have realistically, with the enjoyment level I have. Mm-hmm. No, I started season 3. Like, I remember when Lissandra came out, she was the one like in client back when they used to like change, there was like login to like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, like their login screen, it was Lissandra. Yeah. And then like shortly after Aatrox. And yeah, that's when I started. So I wish I started in alpha. I wish I was part of the team. I want to be part of everything. Like, really? That's like my favorite thing to exist.
I mean, no matter when you started, I feel like you really hit the ground running. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I loved it. Like, still do. Still play way too much. Yeah.
Right. Which is crazy because you do so many things that I don't know how you have the time to play League, because it's at least an hour if you play Summoner's Rift. Well, always, but
give
kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Like, games can go pretty long, right? And like, yeah, I like, honestly, like, I'll talk about it. Why not? We're talking. Yeah. Like, I'm I hold the record currently for like the most kills before 10 minutes on the North American server.
Are you for real? That's
Yeah. Crazy. So my games are actually really short.
Because you're like an hour. What do you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm like forever cursed. Like, every single season, I am always a game from Challenger. And it's been like that for like a decade.
Wow, that's horrible.
Yeah, right? It's like horrible because all of my friends are Challenger. And it's like, you know, like, one day I'll grow up and be cool like you guys. You know, like, maybe another decade or so. But yeah.
That is so sad and so funny at the same time.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. It is what it is.
Right. Yeah. All right. So I saw a little bit about you being on a pro team.
Not pro. I played in NACL. There's like steps. So like, we'll call pro like LCS, right? Like, that's like the North American stuff. And then there's Academy, and then there's NACL. Gotcha. And that's where I played. I was just playing they called amateur, like, very much like in my heart, would love to be on a stage and do that. Mm-hmm. Realistically, I don't have the time commitment for that. Like,
I,
like you said, do so many different things. Mm-hmm. So realistically, I would need way more time to do that. In my head, I'd like to say, oh my gosh, I'm totally good enough to do that. But like, I'm a game away from Challenger every season. Like, to be pro, you're like Challenger consistently every season. So,
for sure.
In my dreams.
But if you wanted to, you could shuffle some things around maybe.
Yeah. Like, I'd like to tell myself, like, hey, if you like didn't do every other thing in your life and just spend time doing that, you would be good enough.
You would be super good. Well, I mean, I think that's still really, really good.
Thank you.
You have a profile on a website, and to me, that is super legitimate.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Leaguepedia, probably.
Yes.
I do have a Leaguepedia. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, I just, like, a season ended with a team that I was just on, and like, we did not do good. It was like, the team just did not like work together. We had like a ton of subs. It was like a whole thing. It was a great experience though. Mm-hmm. And like, I started esports at my school. So I've played esports for a really, really long time. Mm-hmm. Like, both like Call of Duty days, and then like moving through like just random tournaments and stuff. I like live for esports and like specifically like leading things. Mm-hmm. Like my favorite thing is like cultivating a community, whether it's like in modeling, in like cinema, or like in League of Legends. And mm-hmm. yeah, League of Legends just happens to be like my favorite. So
that's awesome. I was really excited when I saw that, and I want to talk about it for the entire podcast, and I know that I can't, but I do want to ask if you have a main and what your do you jungle? Is that your
role? I do, yeah, yeah. Okay. So I'm a jungle main, yeah. Okay. I my main is definitely Shaco.
Okay.
And like I'm sure if like any of my viewers are watching, like I like also stream League of Legends and mm-hmm. like they know that like I definitely play Shaco. Yeah, mm-hmm. like I've got a Shaco tattoo.
Shaco tattoo, yeah.
And like, yeah, he's like my heart and soul. Like I literally just went to South Korea last summer and was just trying to see like what the highest win rate I could get to Masters was. Mm-hmm. And I ended up with like an 80% win rate. And I was there for like 2 weeks, two Masters. And for me, that was like, oh, that's so cool. Like mm-hmm. one, like I know that like servers said to be like harder to climb. And like Shaco's not like really that popular there. I got him like every game I wanted.
Really?
So yeah, it was awesome. Like nice. It wasn't contested. It was great.
Nice.
I love him. Like, and it's horrible. I'll be like playing on stream mm-hmm. and like I love impressions so much. And like, we'll just laugh like him. And it's not fun. It's not funny because like, I'd like to say like, oh yeah, I was doing an impression, but no, I'm just like, just shake a left.
You know, like it's like in your blood now.
Yeah. Right. It's horrible. I like eat, live and breathe him. So.
I mean, you have a Shaco tattoo. I have a Halo tattoo.
Yeah. So that's cool. The energy sword.
Video game tattoos. I get it. I get the deep dive, the hyperfixation. I played WoW in college and high school.
Oh, what class?
Lot. I was a undead warlock.
Oh, very cool.
And then my group of friends were like, this new game's coming out. We should try it. And then like all of my free time dove into League of Legends. So I totally understand.
It sucks you in. It does.
It sucks you in every time it's like your highest highs and your lowest lows. And it's like you want another hit, like the game's over and you're like, wait, I could do it again. I bet you I'll win the next one or I'll do better the next time.
Yeah. Completely agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every person that I know that plays League of Legends, I've seen them at their worst while they're playing League of Legends.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Like, and like my friends tell me too, like my stream's seen me. Like I feel like I'm a really nice guy, like outside of League of Legends. And like I have chat turned off, but like.
So do I.
I'm seething in my chair a lot. And like, I'll get up and be like, wow, Michael, you need to calm down because like things are getting insane in your head and you need a deep breath.
Yeah.
You know,
it's passion that propels you forward, but that passion can quickly turn bad if it is allowed to, I would say.
Yeah,
that's probably the best way for me to say that.
Like, I feel like I'm talking about a drug. It's got my highest highs and for sure my lowest lows. You know,
that's
like,
what I'm saying. No, yeah, I get it though.
It's crazy. It really is.
I get it. Yeah, that's League for you. I still play, but I just do ARAMs now.
Yeah, that's probably really good for your mental health.
It is. Unless, you know, there's a bad game and then everyone's bad. Everyone's feeling bad. And then I have a chat with a bunch of my friends called League Can't End on a Loss. And
that's dangerous.
It is. But we're playing ARAMs. And if we lose, we have to keep going. And so sometimes we're up to like the wee hours of the morning.
That's so funny.
Not often, but sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta admit. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but you know, you get it.
The hold that it can have on you is crazy. Like that red stream when it pops up doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
But when that blue one hits, oh gosh, can't wait for the next one.
Like, so true. Just in case nobody, if there's people watching who don't play League, I apologize, but
your days are probably really sunny.
We'll move on.
Yeah. you're probably great and happy person all the time. Uh-huh. And I want to be you.
Yeah, so, okay. Same, honestly. Well, you do a bunch of other things.
I do. Thank God.
Yeah. Right. Let's talk about what came first for you, cosplay, acting, all of the above.
Yeah. Honestly, they all came at the same time.
Okay.
And like varying success levels.
Okay.
So like I started social media not knowing what cosplay was.
Gotcha.
Honestly, I started social media without really knowing what social media was at all.
Right. Okay.
I shared a poem that someone told me to upload so that they could see in the future, and had no idea that there was a For You page or like anything in between.
Gotcha.
And so I like woke up the next day to like a ton of messages saying like, hey, you're on my FYP. And I'm like, hey, I have no idea what that means.
Like, amazing.
Yeah. Like I genuinely
success.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I was in college and, you know, like was helping run my fraternity. I was like helping run the student government and the Office of Student Life. I was like a very involved like college kid. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like everyone on campus knew that I wrote poems, and which is awesome. I think poems are the coolest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. But for me, they just helped me like navigate my emotions.
Sure.
And like, I'm a really firm believer that you are who you surround yourself with, mm-hmm. and your relationships are defined by the amount of information you share with people. And like at
wow.
that time,
okay.
poems were something that I didn't share with a lot of people because mm-hmm. like there's certain things that I hang on to and like don't share with people because it means something to me to share those certain parts that I keep like within myself. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
And so for like something that I had not shared with a lot of people and like really meant a lot to me and was super vulnerable to get like posted. And I think like to me, like, you know, 10,000 views like nowadays, like isn't that many, mm-hmm. but like—
For your first thing. And,
first thing.
Yeah.
And like, you know, specifically not knowing
right in.
Other people could see that. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like I literally woke up to the next day to like, probably close to like 200 messages from like people around campus. Cause I was like very, very involved and I didn't really text people. Like I was very much an in-person kind of guy,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, and like, I like thought something was wrong.
Surprise.
And had no idea. Like there was like another language, like social media is
yeah,
a different
yeah.
language.
Totally.
And like, I learned quick, like, you know, I come from the gaming world. Like I could use technology, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like I knew MIA is like ping and like, you know,
right.
like I could learn these terms, but
sure, sure.
Yeah. And then like, sorry, that's like evading the question sort of, but like getting back on track, like I started using TikTok and realizing like, oh, like what is this thing? Like now that people know who mm-hmm. I am and like people started reaching out and being like, oh, hey, do you know you look like Milo Thatch from
yeah,
like Atlantis?
Yeah, you really do.
And like, yeah, thank you. Like I love Milo. He's mm-hmm. like I want to grow up to be Milo one day. Like sincerely, he's like so cool. Like if mm-hmm. I can find an underwater city and like succeed in every avenue of life that I try and like,
mm-hmm.
sounds good. I would love to be Milo, like 1% even. My life is, yeah, anyway, Milo's so cool. I'll talk about him forever.
Okay.
But like, yeah, people were like, oh, you look like Milo.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, really? You think so? Like, that's so cool. And then someone was like, oh, you look like Peter Parker. Or like, you act like Peter Parker. Like mm-hmm. do a Peter Parker audio. And I was like, okay, like, let me figure out how to do that. So I like mm-hmm. did some research, found a Peter Parker audio, and that went like even more viral. And someone's like, oh my gosh, wonder what would make this better? I'm like, no, but you can tell me. Like, I don't know how any of this works. And they're like, I'll send you a Spider-Man suit if you just, and that was like my first cosplay. So they sent me a Spider-Man suit. I like was super nervous mm-hmm. about giving up my mailing address.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, you know what? Like I'm moving out of my senior house soon. It'll be fine, right? Mm-hmm. And I like put on the Spider-Man suit and they're like, just do an audio as Spider-Man. And I walked out of my senior house and I kind of lived on like a busy street and I walked out and like a ton of people started coming up to me thinking that like I was like in, I didn't know any actors at the time other than like Tobey Maguire, and that's mm-hmm. not whose name they said they were saying. They like specifically they're talking about like Andrew Garfield and like Tom Holland, and mm-hmm. I honestly didn't know who they were, like the names. I knew they were mm-hmm. like, I looked up and I was like, oh my gosh, they're talking about like the Spider-Man
Is that
actors.
You don't watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, well, I just didn't know actor name.
Okay,
and I
gotcha.
Also didn't, yeah, like mm-hmm. I was like lived under a rock. Like I just watched I like cinematics, if that's, if we're talking about video content, I watched mm-hmm. League of Legends cinematics like religiously. And like,
did you like Arcane?
Loved
not
Arcane.
To derail what we're talking
no,
about.
No, it's okay.
But
I love Arcane. I think that is literally my favorite piece of animated media to exist.
It's very, very, very beautiful.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer that Riot Games' art department revolutionizes every single media that they touch.
Yeah, I agree.
Love it.
Totally.
For the world.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, yeah, long story short, like went outside and was like kind of mobbed because they like, and I was like, I'm not that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, okay, can we still take a picture? And I was like, yeah, but you know, I just am like a college kid, like, like kind of thing.
I'm just in a suit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then like, I was like, okay. And like, I went back inside, like not understanding what the heck just happened because I was just trying to record a video.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, okay, like I should make this video look kind of cool. So I went on the roof of my house as Spider-Man and literally like cars were like stopping in front of our house and like taking pictures of me. And I was like, what is going on? Like, this is not, like that never happens to
yeah.
me. Like
uh-huh.
I just like I wouldn't say I was like introverted, but like did not get like, I was like, this is weird. Like in a cool way though. Yeah, I was like, well, this is awesome. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just, long story short, started like listening to my comments and like, they were like, oh, you want to be you should be Spider-Man. I was like, okay, here's Spider-Man videos. Here's Milo videos. And like, they're like, oh, Hercules, Peter Pan. And like any like,
that's a very specific archetype.
Yeah, right. Like. I loved them. Love them so much and have always loved them growing up. Like,
I feel like the amount of time I've spent with you is only about an hour, but I feel like you embody that that like, type of person in real
that's
life
so cool
as well.
Like, I like truly look up to them, like, and always have my entire life. And like, that's like I'm like cheesing thinking like that's like that's to me that's like such a cool compliment, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah
Like, I just, those are like my heroes.
The so,
like,
vibes are the same.
Yeah,
I feel
that's
like.
Cool. Thank you. I like genuinely appreciate that a lot, so thank
you're
you
you're welcome.
Yeah, but yeah, that's oh yeah, and then like acting, like I just listened to my comments. I one of my roommates, his name's Tristan Odenkirk, and he is an actor, has been an actor his entire life, and is ridiculously talented. And I had no concept of what acting actually was. Like, I'd been in like my school play in like preschool and like that type of thing. And so really just didn't know anything. I thought it was like these people just go and like say lines and like act like the characters a little bit. Had no idea what it actually was.
Right.
Tristan invited me to one of his shows and I caught him in the lobby beforehand. He was in costume, like walking funny. And I like went up to him, was like, hey Tristan, how's it going? Like, I'm super excited. And he just like looked at me and was like, in his character, like old man, and you know, he was doing whatever he was doing, right? And I was like, oh, that's what acting is. Like, it unlocked it for me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You get it. Yeah.
Yeah, entirely. And I'm like, whoa, that is like so cool. And like, you know, was his biggest fan in the audience and like, didn't know how to like I wasn't like interrupting, but like, I was like in my seat. I was like, let's go, Tristan. Like, oh, this is so cool. Like, you know, like I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
And like after the show, I was like, Tristan, this is like the coolest thing to ever exist. Like, one, I want to do this, but two, like what else is there? And he's like, oh, well, you know, I'm like doing a sound design of this show. And I'm like, okay, show me everything about it. And like, he showed me, he's like, okay, like, sure. Like, I was like super excited. Like, I could not believe that this like other world of art existed that I just had no concept of. So like, he showed me and he was like using like the sliders to like show the rain over there and like the lights will like go on with X, Y, and Z. And I was like, oh my gosh, you are like so cool. Like, I want to know, like, teach me everything you know. And he's like, okay, yeah. Like, and like, he's just like a gem of a human being and like still is like a super cool actor and like does everything. And like, I was just texting him last night about like, hey, I like just sent him a text. He just came to mind and was like, hey dude, I appreciate you just on so many levels. Cause like, he's just a god. I appreciate him and he's a god. I have nothing but like amazing things to say about him. Yeah, he unlocked acting for me. And then my comments were like, hey, you should act. And I'm like, okay, you think so? Like now I want to really try. And so then I like, quickly, like, I'm sure you know on social media, like the world like kind of takes notice if like something is going your way, right?
Sure.
So then quickly got reached out to by like, and it was overwhelmed. And like the best way though, right? Like agents and managers like wanting X, Y, and Z. And so like I was doing auditions like before I knew it. And then like I told you, I've always like kind of been on the grind.
Sure.
And like, I don't want to act in something, like if I don't like the character, like okay, so how my manager told me it worked, like one of the first ones I had was like, okay, I'm just gonna shoot out like what you look like, and if someone thinks that you look like you would be part of whatever character, like fit in, we'll give you an audition and you'll get like a little part of the script and then you do it and send it back and then you won't hear anything unless you get it.
Yeah.
And I kept getting like a ton of like things. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. Like, I'm having a ton of fun with the auditions. And like, but I kept getting in conflicts with the managers and agents because I would get the full script. And like I told you, I love stories. Like I like one, just think they're the coolest thing in the world. But two, don't want to be involved in something unless I love it. Like in any capacity. Like it doesn't mean like, it doesn't matter if it's like paying a lot or not paying at all. Like, I will do the thing just for the love of the thing. I believe in like art for the sake of art, you know, in every single capacity, right? And that means like garnering my full attention for that thing. Like, and there were so many projects that like, oh, like, it's, like they want me, I got the role. And then I read the script and I was like, okay, like, no offense, like, I know this is somebody's thing. It's just not mine. And I like, I guess I'm like pretty picky, but like to me, that's like good to have like a standard. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I see where the discrepancy could be though.
Yeah. So, and like, you know, like, and like, I won't lie, a lot of what I got was like, oh, like shirtless barn boy. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to be just like, you know, like locker room, like stud. And I'm like, okay,
that's
goodness
so
gracious. Which to me is hilarious. Cause yeah. I always just viewed like, I played sports, but like never like considered myself like the jock stereotype. Like, don't get me wrong. Like I can play that. And I have like done that for certain jobs or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And it's fun, but that's not like who I want to be.
You don't want to like pigeonhole yourself into that type of brand.
No. Yeah. I also don't like, I don't like the macho man. That's not like who I'm trying to be, you know, like that's not what I want to exude.
Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. So
that's a long answer.
That's fine. We're here to talk about you and
how
you got here. So
cool.
You're doing that. You're crushing it.
Amazing.
So then what happened from there? You were working with agents and managers. You got booked on things.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you, I feel like a lot of the having fun with it and like energy, I feel like totally works in your favor too, because people want to be around you, right?
Yeah.
They're like, I want this guy on my project because he's gonna like bring the energy up.
Yeah, like, and like that's like one of the most consistent things that like when I get like a rehire for something, like that's what they say, and I'm just like, okay, awesome. Like I loved working on your project. Wouldn't have taken it in the first place if I didn't love it. You know?
Exactly.
Like, I just love loving things. Like my favorite thing, like for example, is like talking to enthusiasts. Like I like if I find someone who knows something about something I have no idea, whether it's like the crust on a volcano or like the way a cement floor is made, like tell me everything you know. Like you know, like I want to know. Like tell me. Like this is so cool that you're into this thing. Like I just love the energy. And so when I find like a writer or director or like even like a model, like that's into their thing and like wants to like live, breathe and eat their thing, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're like going to be one of my new favorite people, because I just want to just like, that's just cool to me. I love people with passion and like, you know,
totally.
So that just, And like with modeling, for example, like quickly after like people like established like a look that I like apparently had, right? Like I know I did like specifically something that a ton of things like modeling jobs, like references, how they found you. I actually just reposted it today just because I think it's so funny to look at my old content, and both like quality and like just old trends are so funny to see. It's like a trend of like some guy like singing a song of like, oh, I like, you know, I'm just like a nerdy guy. Like I smell like cabbage. And like, and he has like a line about being average, and like I like lifted up my shirt and like showed I had a six pack, and like I like didn't know what I was doing at all. Like I just was like, oh, this is the trend, this is a fun thing to do, and like when like I know that's not like an average thing to do, so maybe it'll be funny. And like that blew up, and like there were so many people at the time like casting for like nerds that are also fit, and like I fit that role kind of thing, and they would like always, and like, oh, and I'd always ask like, hey, how did you find me? And that is the video they would send me. And I'm like, okay, that's hilarious. But like, okay, sounds good. Like, if that's what got me work, like, hey, I loved the project.
Totally.
Glad you found me. So.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I mean, you carved a cool path for yourself.
Yeah, right? Like, just on accident, honestly. And like, I just listened. Like, when people said like, oh, you should get into modeling, I was like, okay, like, I had never modeled before. My best friend was like a model when he was a kid. So I was like, hey, my best friend's name is Bentley. I'm like, Bentley, what did you do like as a kid? And he's like, dude, how do you expect me to remember that? So he had like no advice for me. And I was like, okay, like what, like if I want to be a model, what do I think models do? I'm like, oh, models take pictures. And I've been a photographer like my entire life. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to post some like self-portraits. And so I like posted them like in headshot form. And like now I think like, oh my gosh, Michael, what were you doing? Because like I know what like they were looking for. It was nothing close, but it still like helped me a lot, because I was like just getting in front of the camera, getting like more comfortable, because I would always shoot other people. Like that was like one of my summer jobs, is like whenever I wanted extra money or like was really bored, I'd be like, hey, people in my like close friend group or like family and friends, like if you want photos, like here's my rate, and like here's other work I've done, and like I think I'm pretty decent. Like at the time, like I remember something I was like super proud of is I went on a geography field trip, and my professor, Dr. Heine is his name, one of the nicest human beings, he is Milo Thatch, like in the best possible way. We went on a trip to Southern Illinois, which is like really beautiful, nothing like my hometown. And I don't mean to like constantly put New Lenox down, but it's just like a lot of cornfields, right? Like it's just, that's what it is. So anyway, I like went and saw like swamps for the first time and like cliffs and was like, whoa, like the earth is like Minecraft. Like this is cool. Like the biomes change. And like, I never like conceptualized that. And there was a photography competition. He's like, oh, like whoever like takes the best photos, like gets like extra credit. And I was a nerd and I liked extra credit and was like, I was like photography.
You needed the video game.
Yeah, exactly. And so I just tried as hard as I could. And like, he literally like, I submitted them and he like sent me an email. He's like, hey, Michael, I like need to talk to you after class. And I was like, oh, no, man, like I never get in trouble.
Scary.
Like, yeah, like I like, and like, he's like, we need to talk about your photos. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, these are the best photos that anyone has taken any year. And I'm like, okay, Mr. Heine, or like Dr. Heine, you don't need to tell me that. Like, that's super nice, but you don't need to like hype me up. And he's like, no, seriously. Like, can I get, like, would you be okay? Like, if I frame these in my house? And I'm like, yeah, like that'd be super cool. Like, you know, I think you're really cool, right? Like, you know that like I look up to you because you just know so much about this thing. Like he's an expert on like geography, which is so applicable to everything, right? But anyway, I'm getting like sidetracked. I just listened to my comments and love trying new things and art forms and just found success and followed the route of everything that they did.
Yeah. So it's everything's like, a little bit interconnected, I would say too, right? Like once you start meeting people doing modeling stuff, then you start meeting people doing acting stuff and
There's just a ton of overlap. And like if any of my viewers are watching, this is your fault and I appreciate and love you very much. Is it that camera?
This is yours.
I appreciate you and
I don't know if you can see my finger. Gods. I'm trying to help.
Okay. Like thank you. Like sincerely, like you guys are the reason I do everything I do. And like I put in like 100% of my effort. Like, like I told you, I don't believe anyone should do anything that they're not like 110% interested in, you know? Because like, you're not doing anyone favors. Like I, like, don't get me wrong. Like if you need to pay the bills, go pay the bills, right? Like, go pay the bills, do what you need to do. But like, if you have the option, do it with your heart, you know? And that's what I believe in. So.
Sure, yeah. I agree. There's an infectious energy about people who like absolutely love the thing that they're doing. I'm gonna sidebar for a second here, but I told you earlier I am like beginning the journey of voice acting. At least like for the past like 6 to 8 months, and I have like invested into equipment and I'm like taking classes and I'm trying to get better. And I have a friend who I've known for a really long time through cosplay in Florida. It was like a really long time ago, like one of the first cosplay friends I ever made. And he saw something on my Instagram stories and reached out and was like, I have been acting since I can like walk, basically. And I love it. I love everything about it. And if you want help with like voice acting, like learning acting as a whole, I'm down. And he like, shout out Brian Balance, the coolest guy on the planet. And we've been doing like one-on-one coaching where he's this is acting. And I'm like, oh my God, it's just like you said, like it unlocks part of your brain. You have no idea. Like I'm learning all these things about like how to access certain emotions and what emotions I do have access to and things I don't have access to. And I'm like, this is just a crazy process.
Yeah, that's awesome. And like having someone that's like obviously he must be an enthusiast, right? Yeah, about that thing.
You said that and he was the first person to come to mind.
Yeah, that's so cool. Like, I mean like, and it just takes like a special type of person to like be able to one, even like transfer their skills, but like to also like elevate someone just because they're interested, right? Like that's like, that's why I love enthusiasts. Like they just love their thing for the sake of their thing. And if you want to go into their thing, they're like psyched about it. They want you to like, like, come on, like let's go. Let's do this thing, you know? So. That's so cool. Good for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you liking it?
Hi, everyone. I'm here to tell you that if you haven't checked out our Patreon yet, then you are missing out on a bunch of additional content and extra goodies. Each week, we have a whole bonus episode with our guest where we get into more personal topics than we do on the regular YouTube channel. Additional tiers get access to bonus videos, BTS content, the ability to actually ask our guests questions, and these awesome gold signed collectible Polaroids that each of our guests take here in the studio. So be sure to check out patreon.com/dressdownpod so you don't miss out. Now, let's get back to our show.
That's so cool. Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you liking it?
I love it so much.
Good.
So
good.
Much. It's been so, I've said this a couple times, but it's been like healing in a way that I didn't even realize that I needed, because with content creation and cosplay, everything is like, how do I look? It's very obsessive about your like appearance, and you are wearing so many hats. You're cosplaying. You might be making your costume, you're doing your own makeup, hair, wigs, like, then you're your own photographer, videographer, the content manager, you're so much, right?
Yeah,
you get
absolutely.
It. I know you get it, but like to just be in a little box by yourself, just listening to your own voice, and you don't care about what you look like, hair up, whatever. It's like been so, it's made me love doing cosplay again more, because I feel like I get both sides of the coin.
Yeah,
I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So and like, really I'm fun. Sure you've like, that's even like helped you generate ideas, like, mm-hmm. like cosplaying and voice acting, like they don't have to be separate.
Right.
Like if you can figure mm-hmm. out, like, I know we were mentioning like impressions before we like started recording, like mm-hmm. impressions are a huge thing. Mm-hmm. Like that's like amazing, you know? So like, I'm mm-hmm. sure like, is like, what's your like dream role for voice acting?
If I could be in a Resident Evil game,
oh, okay.
I would be, that's it for me. I'm set.
Yeah, that's cool.
Life's done.
That's
yeah.
good for you. That's
I'm
so cool.
Such a huge fan of that franchise. But what about you? What is your
like dream role?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have like a list.
Okay.
Which is like, it's not like super, like it is super long, but I'm not going to go like super into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like number one goal is like, I want to voice a character in League of Legends, like specifically. Like I have like a, I just do their voices every single day in like so many of them mm-hmm. and just love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be like, don't get me wrong, like Disney, Hercules, Stitch, Peter Pan, like all characters I am beyond obsessed with and like would love to do mm-hmm. any of those.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, honestly, like even just being the main character in like a Pixar animated film mm-hmm. or like a DreamWorks production, would be mind blowing. Mm-hmm. Would be great. Or like being like an anime MC, like that would be crazy. Mm-hmm. Like any, and like, yeah, that's just like on my to-do list of mm-hmm. like, wow, I want to do that so ridiculously bad.
I feel like the anime like protagonist is the same vibe as the Spider-Man Milo,
yeah.
which is your vibe. I like, it's
you.
Funny because we were talking about voice acting before we started, and listening to you talk, I can hear the like, I can do this kind
yeah,
of like.
Yeah, yeah, like
so yeah, I feel like that's perfect for you.
Thank you. Yeah. Like I love, like I'm like in, just in my car on the way over here. It's just like, in like literally just like, don't get me wrong, I was jamming out for a lot of it, but like also like I was like practicing voices and like just doing anything I can mm-hmm. just to like, I just love it mm-hmm. so much. Like I don't know where anything lands on like my favorite, whether it's like runway or commercial or film or mm-hmm. voice acting. Like I love all of it mm-hmm. so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just all terrific in like every way.
Yeah, yeah. I have two questions. One, do you have a favorite impression that you do that you're known for, or is it many?
Yeah, I mean, I like, there's so many that I just love doing. Like in League of Legends, like I always like catch myself doing like Jax, like imagine if I had a real weapon or like that type
uh-huh,
of thing.
Uh-huh.
Or like Milo's like, it's Atlantis. I'm like so end of day, but I just love doing Milo, or like I love Mort from Madagascar. Like, like King Julian, oh, I see you
what are you doing here?
That's crazy.
Like, I like Stitch too. I'm like, like that kind of thing.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Or like even like anime protagonists. Like, I always think of like a Deku. Like, oh my, like, you know, we can do it. Like that kind of thing.
That's like, I feel like you as a person, like, that's the energy where you're talking and I'm like, that's like Deku. So
yeah, that's super cool.
Uh-huh.
Or like even like I always think of like great like announcer, like, hello, today we're gonna be on the Dress Down podcast. Thank you for hosting, and I'm so glad to be here. I hope that you're tuning in and enjoying the show. Looking forward to more questions. And like anything, like
yeah.
In anything. Anything. Uh-huh. Like, I love it all.
You're and
like,
hired. You're going to do our intro.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I like, yeah, I just love everything. Like, yeah everything. Yeah. I love it all. Like, anything, like, I think voice acting is the thing that I'm the least picky with because I think, I don't know, I have fun with it all, to be honest. But like, the voice acting, I just, yeah, I'm just the most open-minded of like, I just love it.
Yeah.
Like, and it can go so many different directions. Like I can imagine just falling in love with seriously any anime character I would ever cast in, whether it's like that, like Jax or like Vegeta or like even like Vigar, like and anything in between. Like, it just, yeah, I don't know. I love them all.
Well, that brings me to my second question. Is there a hyperfixation that you would say that you had specifically, or is it like a culmination of things then?
Yeah, I think I just
as
go
a fan
in like
of hyperfixation. Yeah. In general.
No, yeah, I will just do one thing hardcore.
Mm.
Like, I know for me, like, I just, like I told you, I'm working on this project. Can't say anything.
It's going to be very cool.
But like,
I'm excited to learn about it as well.
Yeah.
Time is ticking.
Yeah. Right. I'm so excited. And like, gotta reel it back. Like, before I came on my trip, I was like hardcore and still am like hardcore focusing on like voice acting. Like, I just had like a spree of doing like runway and like a ton of modeling stuff. And like, I'm by no means like burnt out of it. I just like caught the attention of like, oh my gosh, like voice acting is like the cool thing right now, right? Like, that's just like the thing I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, but it changes like daily. Like, I know on my social media channels, like when I first started doing social media and getting managers, they would be like, you're never going to get work doing like what you do because you just do something different every day. And I'm like, okay, that just sounds, no, that's like not who I am. Like, I don't like confining myself. Like, I'm like, don't get me wrong, schedules are great. I love structure, but like, my favorite thing about my content is I wake up, I'm like, okay, like, am I going to either be in like my full Mandalorian cosplay, or am I going to like try and bust out like something very cool, or like, you know, like an anything in between.
Yeah.
And like,
and that's how you don't get burnt out and you keep enjoying what you're doing forever.
And like now, like, I get so many people that look to me for advice on how to be successful in like these multiple avenues, you know, like, I am super proud of every single thing that I've done. And I think I've only been able to do that doing things in my own style.
Yeah.
And like kind of like the thing you said about like the energy kind of thing, like, that's definitely why I get called back the most is like, oh my gosh, I love having you on set, or like X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I own a production company, and like, something I learned like definitely and just took the advice of so much, like, even on my first role acting, it was for an indie film called The Haunting of Hype House. I followed the director around and I told him before, like, yeah, I was super honest. I was like, hey, in my audition, I was like, hi, you know, my name is Michael Salamone. I have never landed an acting role before. Super excited that you are even looking my direction. And letting you know that if I get on set, I'm going to have 1,000 questions and not going to know a single thing technical on what to do. But I don't want you to have the expectation that I'm going to know what I'm doing, because I went to school for nothing related to the arts and beyond eager to learn. And I've taken classes and like, my agent is, you know, teaching me, but I'm definitely a beginner. And shadowed him completely, like, the entire time on set. And his name is Matthew Farron, is the director. And he, like, this is one of his passion projects. And something I like noticed right away was film is not easy, right? Like, we were filming, like, I think, like, goodness, like 12 to 14 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And in a very tight area, like, we were just in a house and like, for extended periods of time. And there was like probably like 25 to 30 people on set at a time. Mm-hmm. Like things were not always like non-stressful. And I saw it in him. He's responsible for everybody on his passion project. Mm-hmm. And like there were people that did not get along, like for sure. And I saw it and I was like, wow, if I ever make something, that's the thing that I want to make sure is like everyone's friends and like cares and is passionate.
Yeah.
And like,
That's difficult.
Extremely difficult. Like I know like, I ran an audition process for my short film and like got so many people auditioning that like were unbelievably talented and like X, Y, or Z. But the thing that I was looking for the most, like you had to have a good personality. Like, I don't care if you had the most followers or like were the most talented. I needed you to be able to have no conflict for a period of a week in a house, in a like mm-hmm. environment. Like for my short film, everyone like slept in like one house and like we were in like the middle of nowhere in Idaho. And like you had to be on, like everyone was on top of each other, like bunk beds and like tight mm-hmm. confinements with the crew and stuff. You got to be nice.
Culture fits.
Yeah. So one more time.
The culture fit. Have you heard that term before?
No, I have not.
It's when you are hired because you have great vibes.
Okay.
Probably the easiest way to explain it. Yeah.
And I think that's so important.
Like, not to say that they're not incredibly talented as well, but that's huge part of like getting the job is that you are going to get along with everybody there.
Yes, absolutely. Like mm-hmm. no one wants a problem ever, mm-hmm. right? Like whether you're on set for like a runway show, like, or on set for film for a long period of time. Like, you mm-hmm. can't have errors in any of that, let alone, like, someone just having, like, a silly argument because you disagree on, like, X or Y or Z or mm-hmm. you just are hard to work with. Mm-hmm. Like, no way. Like, mm-hmm. I remember, like, something that stuck out, and I'm not going to name drop the person, but in the casting process, they were like, okay, and like, just letting you know, like, I'm gonna need my own like trailer. I'm gonna need my own bathroom. When I'm on set, I need my own area. And I'm like, okay, you know, this is like an indie film, right? Like one, two, I don't know who you think you are, but there was a lot of people with like a lot more reputation than you do. And they didn't ask for any of this stuff. So I'm wondering like where like that like comes from. And
I
was like, I was like quickly to be like, okay, you're going to like the no pile just because like high maintenance is not like a good thing, right? Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I know a lot of the roles that I've gotten or like places I've been is because I'm super like just feedback wise. I know I'm easy to work with. Like I will make anything work. Like communication is huge. Like I like even like coming here today, I was like, hey, the thing I'm doing, I have no control over, but I know we're supposed to be here at a certain time. And mm-hmm. just in case, like here's where I am in this thing that I know I can't tell you anything about, but mm-hmm. like I promise it's not my fault, but I will be here when I like, you will know, like, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. like, yeah, like,
and just, you still came early.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, thank you. Like, yeah, like I like tried it. Like, I associate like time management skills with respect. Like, and that is just how I view things. Like, I think respecting people's time is the only thing everyone has. Mm-hmm. And like, it's not, you're not getting more. So like, you better respect and be grateful for the thing that they have now and you have as well. Mm-hmm. And like, that's kind of how I view it. Right. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just think that's super important. Mm-hmm. That was such a long tangent, but yeah.
I mean, that's the point.
Yeah, right.
We're doing it.
Yeah, fair.
I especially in this industry too, like the time, everybody's time, like we're all doing so much, right? We're wearing, like I said earlier, so many hats, but then also we're doing more than just content creation. So it's like we all have so much to do in a day that our time is precious.
Most certainly.
Yeah. So absolutely understand where you're coming from there. And I agree. I was going to ask you how you got started in modeling, but you said that it came from content stuff as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally just content stuff. And I was just reached out to by like at first, like smaller companies. Mm-hmm. And then it just escalated. Like it's kind of mm-hmm. like the problem that everyone has, right? Like no one's going to hire you. Everyone wants to hire someone with experience, but no one wants to give you experience.
Yeah.
And initially I was like, okay, I just need to learn, right? Like I wasn't taking on any jobs that I didn't like the clothing of, just cause like I was picky and like still am and just like what I like I just do, right? Mm-hmm, like I like mm-hmm. there's some stuff I was like, that's kind of goofy, right? And then like started just getting more and more work. And like my first like big thing is I did something for like Hot Topic and I was like, oh, that's like cool. That's like my first like company that I think everyone knows, right? Like, oh, that's mm-hmm, awesome. Mm-hmm. And I like loved their clothing and like still love a lot of it, you know? And just like once you have like your foot in the door and you're known to be like, oh, like this big company worked with you. And then like I've like had like repeat work with them, like wants to work again. Like that is like a good sign and like a green flag that companies are looking for. Mm-hmm. And like even like smaller companies, like cities are not that big. And like whether it's the fashion or film industry, the world is not that big. And everyone knows everybody.
Totally. Yeah.
And your name gets around. Yeah. And like I always strive to be extremely nice, polite, respectful, and just myself, like with no breaks. And like I know that like I am not going to make something difficult. I'm not going to be hard to work with. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try my hardest because I won't take a role that I won't try my hardest on, right? And won't take a job either. And I know that I like, I'm someone who, and everyone is like this, right? Like I'm sure you're the same way of like your own harshest critic. That's like, everyone says that about everything.
Yeah.
But it's so true. And I know I like scrutinize myself so much. Like I remember like, even like growing up as a kid, like I had two rows of teeth. I was like a shark and like, it wasn't pretty. Like it wasn't like, I was like bullied like crazy growing up for like a multitude of reasons. Like I remember like even my freshman year of high school, I was 4'5" and couldn't even bench the bar, right? Like I was like this tiny little kid with two rows of teeth that was like heavily bullied. And I remember like when I had, when I got braces and like had like that second row of teeth pulled and like finally was looking like normal, like other people do, like I spent like, I couldn't even like tell you how many hours in the mirror just learning how to smile to make it look normal. Because like before, like my mouth didn't close right. Like nothing worked properly. I like taught myself like, okay, like this is like, you know, like a good smile. And like now it's just like natural. Like I like did it like when I was probably like, I don't know, like 12 or 13 when like I got my braces off. And like, you know, like now I'm 26 and like I like, it's just now I just smile how I smile. Right. And like I get like compliments, like specifically that was like something in the comments I saw all the time. And I'm like, oh, like thank you so much. Like I know like little kid me is like so happy and so relieved that like adult me has a smile that they can smile. Because like even like family photos as a kid, like whether it was, or like baseball photos or whatever it was, class pictures, my mom would be like, Michael, smile with your mouth closed, because she didn't want like the row showing. And like even like growing up, like my parents weren't the nicest about it. And like they were the ones that fixed it. They was out of their pocket, not mine. Thank God, I'm so happy. But like they were the nicest and they weren't like super like encouraging or like, hey, you should be comfy in your body kind of thing, you know? So like, even just like smiling, like I like was so grindy for me of like, you need to make this look good and natural because like, you know, for that, it was just, I don't want to be bullied. I don't want to be made fun of. Like I was already made fun of like for being a gamer, for trying all of these sports and being like the tiniest kid. Like I remember I stopped playing football because, excuse me, I was the smallest kid on the team and the biggest kid ran and like, you know, had to block me and I went airborne and ran and landed every single way you're not supposed to and broke all of my fingers, my hand, my wrist and my arm was like disabled. And I remember like I couldn't like do anything. I couldn't get up. I didn't know my arm was broken. Kept trying to like push on it. And my coach walked over me and my arm was under me. And he's like, Salamone, get up. And I'm like, I can't. And he's like, what do you mean you can't? I'm like, I don't know. And like I got up and my arm just did not look how it was supposed to. And I was like, oh, that's not good. Yeah. And I like remember looking at my coach. I was like, coach. And like I started crying, not because like it hurt. I didn't feel anything. I was in shock. But I was like, coach, I don't think I can do this anymore. Like I think I'm too small. And like I hated that. Like to me, like football as a kid, like I loved. Like I loved. That's where a ton of my friends were. That's like the things I did, you know? And like I just had to say goodbye to a lot of it as a kid because I just didn't have the genetics for it. Like or like, you know, like I told you I wrestled as a kid and like cut a ton of weight. And like being lightweight in wrestling is a good thing, sorta. Like, you know, like, like as like you get older, you're either facing like heavier set kids as like the weight class goes up or like a very muscular kid. And for me, like I was like not muscular growing up, but like very skinny. And so I was wrestling other like skinny kids. And so like, it was like even, but then like, as I got older, like, you know, started hitting the gym and like was eventually able to bench the bar. And it like, I don't know, like, long tangent again, but like I critique myself like crazy in every avenue of things that I do. And acting, film, all of this for me is all like in the last like 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. And I just sit at home and try for hours and hours and hours and hours, mm-hmm. because I just want to be good and proud of what I do. And I know I won't be proud of something I do unless I put the work in. And yeah, I hope that makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
It's very healthy of you.
Yeah. I mean, I guess
I say that, but sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
I say it's very healthy of you because I think that it's an incredibly healthy mindset to like have strict boundaries and like stick to them and like respect yourself in that way. It's difficult. It's a skill you have to like build on for
definitely.
Sure. And but also the like working really hard and like putting your all into something so that you're really proud of it is also very healthy, but could, I guess, be not healthy if you like go too far in the other direction. So do you like have a way that you relax ever, or do you just genuinely enjoy that process so much that it doesn't feel like work? Or do you think you might want, like maybe should relax more? How do you navigate that?
That's such an excellent question.
Thanks. I you're talking, I'll give you a bit of context while you think, but I am very similar where I like did cosplay. I stream too. I do a lot of conventions. I guess at a lot of conventions and I travel a lot. And I was joking like at the end of last year, like, oh, I finally have a couple months where I don't have a lot going on. And then immediately started working on this podcast and decided I wanted to do voice acting. And then like the moment I had free time, I was like, how can I fill it with something else? Like, let's do more. What if we do more? And so I get it. But I often find myself exhausted. So I'm wondering if you feel the same.
I don't feel exhausted. Mm-hmm. I have before.
Okay.
I've definitely overdone it. Like, mm-hmm. I know like August of, I think it was like 2021 or 2022, I wouldn't say no to anything travel-wise.
Okay.
And it was before, oh gosh, was it before? I think it was 2021. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was saying yes. And I know like August specifically, I noticed that I didn't spend a single night in my bed. Mm-hmm. I was in another state the entire month.
Wow.
Just like bouncing back and forth. And I was mm-hmm. like, holy cow. Like, I think I'm doing too much.
Mm.
And like, I don't really get like drained or mm-hmm. like tired. I love everything I do. Like I told you, as long as like I'm surrounded by someone or people mm-hmm. that love what they do,
mm-hmm.
I get into it mm-hmm. and like genuinely like want to learn everything about it.
Is it like an energy thing?
I think
kind
so.
Feed off the energy?
But like it doesn't go like the other way. Like I don't let anyone ever like kill my mood. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'll get, like, angry sometimes. Like, there'll be things, like something for me, like, a trigger of, like, oh, my gosh, I can't stand. It's probably just because, like, when I was younger, I was bullied a lot. I can't stand bullies.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's got to be, like, pretty extreme. Like even, like, I don't know. And it's more not even towards me. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I was, like, numb to it as a kid. Even in college, like, I was really well-known around campus. Like, had a lot of friends. And I remember in a bar one time, I was just carrying like, I didn't even like drink in college really. Like I still don't really drink.
Mm-hmm.
I was like carrying, just, I bought like my friends like a bunch of stuff. I didn't even know what it was. And I was like, oh, this nice thing to do. Like they like drinking. And I like brought it to them. And this guy that was way bigger than me, like bumped into me and spilled like all of this all over me. And I was wearing like an all white outfit. And immediately it was like, oh my gosh, like I'm so sorry. And like, I thought he was going to apologize to me because he wasn't carrying anything. And I dropped like I was soaked. I was like drenched. And like, we were at the bar just like earlier in the night. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so sorry. And was expecting that to be like the end of the interaction of like, sorries. And like, I started saying, it's okay. And like, he like full on, like with his chest, like pushed me backwards. And like, I'm not like easily intimidated. Like I've been fighting my entire life, but I don't like conflict, you know?
Sure.
And like, at all, like in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I wouldn't care. Like, I don't care. Like, this is a perfect scenario. Like, I was not The antagonist, I'll admit, I wasn't exactly looking the way I should have been when I was walking. I was probably like saying hi to someone when it like happened, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, but I like could very much tell by the way that he like whipped around to see who he could like head bumped into mm-hmm. that he was the same way. And he was like super inebriated. And I just put my hands up and I was like, oh my gosh, like so sorry. Got like pushed and like did not expect that to come. Mm-hmm. It was like, hey man, like, I don't want to do this. Like, let's just go on with our night. And like, kept my hands up. It was like, hey man. And it, like, he just kept pushing me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, buddy, please, you don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to do anything. And like, I'm sure if anyone who like, if like has done mixed martial arts, like their entire life, you can tell when someone like, even like, I can tell a fighter by the way they walk.
Yeah.
And I could tell by the way that this guy was taking strides towards me that he has never entered combat in his life. Right. Oh, uh-huh. And like, I view it like it's like a sport, right? Like, it's like a lot, like, that's like my thing. Like, I like the archetype that I like view is so opposite to me is like that macho man mm-hmm. that thinks that like, yeah, you want to fight? Like, oh yeah. Like, let's go little man. Mm-hmm. Like that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't vibe with mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. Like, and there's no need for it.
Yeah.
And to me, that's the same as me being like, oh yeah, you want to play tennis? Like, oh, I'm going to beat you at tennis. And it's like, man, like, you know, like it's just a sport. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
that's what that is. Like, you know, like self-defense and like combat, like, I'm never going to challenge a tennis player to tennis because I don't play tennis.
Right.
Like, you should never like get physical because like there's people that do that for fun, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those people. And I like was like, hey man, you don't want to do this? Like, I don't want to have to hurt you. And like, I don't want that to be a threat. Like,
you are an anime protagonist in real life. Yeah, and I mean, it's crazy.
I guess. No, but I was like being honest. Like, I don't want any problems. Like, I don't want to hurt you. Like, mm-hmm. and like, even if I did, like, even if I engaged physically, which I didn't, my friends stepped in and like, just got in the middle because like, they saw me like literally being pushed in a corner and know that I refused to engage because like, I would get in so much, like,
yeah, I'm not it's gonna, not worth it.
Yeah, no. If we get into like something, an altercation, like I would just definitely like disable the person without like causing damage. I would just like do jujitsu, which is like the perfect, if you don't know anything about self-defense, that is like the perfect martial art for self-defense because it's all about like disabling someone without causing like blunt trauma. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, like you just mm-hmm. like put someone to sleep and then they can't do anything, right? Like mm-hmm. it's cool. And, but like, it didn't get to that point. Like, my friend stepped in and like saw I wasn't engaging and like they were big. Like, both of my friends that stepped in were like well over 6 feet and mm-hmm. like, oh, well over 200 pounds. And like, you know, like I look in college, I pretty much do now. Like, I'm not a big guy, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just a dude, right?
Right.
And, like, still had my hands up and was like, buddy, you need to go away. Like, go to your friends. Mm-hmm. And, like, they're like, hey, man, like, get back. Like, stop messing with Salamone. And, like, they have, like, the deep, like, super manly voices. And, like just, they both, like, put a hand on his shoulders and walked him backwards. And, like, he was still coming. And I'm like, you need to stop. Like, you need to stop. And was, like, looking for, like,
oh my God.
I like knew who this guy was. He didn't know who I was. And I was like looking for his friends that I knew he was friends with. I was like, you need to get him home. He's drank too much. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like we're in a social environment, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, yeah, I don't like conflict like that at all. Like, it's mm-hmm. just, I don't think there's a need for it. But back to like the trigger thing, I can't stand if one of my friends, like, I don't like everyone's only got like so much self-restraint, right?
Sure.
And for me, like if you do it to me, I don't care.
But your friends, yeah.
That's the thing that will mm-hmm. like send me through the roof.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
like that is when like the me that comes out after 12 hours of League of Legends like arises very quickly.
My worst.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
My
that is when I'm in my worst.
League of Legends.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
it's so true.
It's the same. And yeah, like yeah. if you guys play League of Legends and you know that feeling, it's mm-hmm. that is what just arises out of me. And yeah. it's like a horrible burning hatred for whatever is going on.
Right.
And you just see red and it's bad. Like I always say, like my fatal flaw as a person is like anger issues, but it's only like, it's gotta be like 12 hours of League of Legends of like straight losses and like just horrible things being slung in the chat. Or like someone is literally hurting like a friend of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like a mm-hmm. family member. And then I'm like, oh man, I want to do things that we shouldn't even talk about on the podcast to you, you know, like, uh-huh. you know, that's
yeah, yeah.
when like, I want to engage in not a fun way.
Yeah.
Right. But right. like, I can't even remember the last time that like I did that since I was like a kid. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no one like does that often or anything like that, mm-hmm. but I know myself and I just can't stand bullies. And like,
yeah.
I know, like you were saying, like you do a lot of the same things that I do. Mm-hmm. And like subjecting yourself to the public, a lot of bullies exist.
Yeah.
They do. And like they're in comment sections, they're in DMs, they're in everything. Mm-hmm. People are having a miserable day and they just want to get at you and just mm-hmm. say whatever they can, you know? And like mm-hmm. that's how I think they sound, apparently.
That's also how I think they sound.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Little.
Like there's no way they're not just like crumpling themselves. Yeah, just doing whatever they can, right?
Like that's Kingdom Hearts villains.
Yeah, right? Yeah, they are. And yeah, that's just how I view it. I don't even know what the original question was. That was a long tangent.
That's okay. The original question was pretty much in general about burnout and
yes.
whether or not you feel exhausted and why.
Yeah, I would say I don't. I'm super lucky to have like worked really hard since I was younger and learn. I'm very good business wise and know how to monetize anything that I want to. Mm. And I don't need, I'm just not in the position where I need to do things that I don't like to do. Mm-hmm. Like as a kid, I know like my dad made me work for his construction company and I hated it. I don't like physical labor. There's some people that do, like my family. That's their thing. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. Like my younger brother, super proud of him, owns a landscaping company, works for the family construction company, mm-hmm. and is so good at, so mechanically inclined. Mm-hmm. And I just knew, like growing up, I never wanted to do anything like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. Ton of respect for it. Just not my thing.
Yeah.
And like for them, like they don't want to take photos. Right? Like,
yeah.
Like I'll be at like the family function. They're like, oh, can we get a group picture? And they're like, yeah. Like,
I guess.
Sure.
We have to.
Like, yeah, like let's get in here. Like, you know? Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm like, all right, let's do this. Like, you know, like I love photos. And like that's memories. And like, yeah, like, you know, there's just different ways to do things. But yeah, I don't get burnt out just because I think like, yeah, I just know how to monetize and am very lucky. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. There's like, you know, I don't like emails. I don't like contracts.
Sure.
Like, and there's a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I know myself and by now have so much experience mm-hmm. that I'm not going to sign up for something that I know that I'm not going to enjoy. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I'm just not going to put myself in that situation.
Right. So you value your time and you're good with deciding what projects are worth it and
yes.
good with time management and balancing those things.
Yes, yes. And yeah. I think that I'm very, very efficient with everything that I do. Mm-hmm. And I don't, it's so rare that I'll find myself doing something that I am the leader of a project on that like will go over like crazy or like something like that. Like I'm mm-hmm. very like pretty meticulous in like I think like a good way.
Yeah. And I do want to say you value your time a lot. So I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to be here. Like I said, like this, it just seems like, I don't know, like it just seemed good vibes, right? Mm-hmm. Like the way, like you asked to be on the podcast was like super normal. Like you were just like, hey, like I have this thing. Like, do you want to do it? I'm looking for things to do in LA. Mm-hmm. Like it was just normal, right?
Yeah.
And like, I've gotten invitations that are just straight up weird. And like, make me feel uncomfortable. And you didn't make me feel uncomfortable. So thank you for being like,
you know,
very polite. Like,
that's
even
an incredible compliment.
Yeah, no, like sincerely, I came in here. It's like, I don't know anyone in this building we're in. I came in here, met a complete stranger. You and I don't know each other very well at
right.
all.
Yeah.
You know, and like I met your friend who was also very nice. Mm-hmm. Then I met your producer who was also very nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just came in here, met three people that I'd never met in real life before, and you guys did not make me feel uncomfortable at all. And I've had the opposite happen
right.
so many times,
yeah.
right? Like mm-hmm. in a variety of different degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, like thank you for not making me feel weird and feeling comfortable to be able to talk and like be myself in front of cameras.
I'm really glad that you feel comfortable. That's
yeah,
like the vibe we're trying to cultivate here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to hear that. That's a very, very good compliment.
Good.
Thank
yeah.
you.
No, I sincerely hope so. Like, yeah, this is like the environment that I think a lot of people should take as like an example. Like, you're
Thank
like
you.
If your guest like seems like they're really nervous or like doesn't want to talk about themselves at all, and like maybe doesn't want to answer that question, like maybe like things should change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
You know,
like, that was like our whole goal with the vibes. The vibes are like very loungy, very like, I don't know, cozy.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
We took the like dress down as like, we're chill.
Yeah.
We're vibing.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
It's a good way
Thank
to do
you.
Things.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Well, I appreciate you being here. That is our time for the public segment. So thank you so much. Before we move on to Patreon, how can everybody find you online and what projects are coming up for you that people can look forward to that you can talk about?
I was going
to
say,
because some you can't.
Yeah. You can find, so my name is Michael Salamone. You can find me at Anubis. It's a weird spelling. On everywhere, every single platform, that is where I am. And the same username. Yeah, and I'm always working on a wide variety of everything from like cosplay, modeling, runway. I feel like I've touched like a lot of that already in our conversations. And I'm always working on something 100% of the time because I don't take days off. And that's where like the fatigue conversation came and was involved.
Right.
I think the most exciting project I'm working on, I can't even utter anything about. And I feel like I've already said too much, which is okay. Like, it's fine. I know I didn't leak anything. But yeah, I guess when this is released, like you said, by the time I told you like, oh, then I can like say stuff about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This will be out. And that is the only thing you're going to see me talking about for the rest of my life.
We'll do a little update in the comments.
Yeah. We'll that would be amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you for tuning in. I'm super happy to be here. Thank you again. Yeah. And I am having a blast. So.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It was super fun talking to you. We didn't even touch on half of the stuff that I was wanting to talk about. So now Patreon gets that stuff.
That's just how it gets. I'm a chatterbox. I know. And I told you, I have like infinite things to talk about and like love everything that I do. So
yeah.
I told you there would be a shortage of
everything you're talking about is very, very interesting. And I'm good. Like locked in too. So I'm like not talking as much as I would like to either. Cause I'm like, oh, wow, that's so cool. Yeah.
That's fair.
Piggyback off of what we were talking about before with cosplay and modeling and everything that you're doing, getting reached out to and stuff. What has been your like most successful few costumes that you think like you absolutely like crushed and like went super big on the internet?